Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, protesters are gathering in East Wall in Dublin's inner city for the second time in 3 days to voice their opposition against the housing of a number of asylum seekers in the area. Residents say they're angry at the accommodation of male-only asylum seekers and that they had not been consulted. However, some are fearful local concerns in East Wall and elsewhere are being hijacked by far-right elements, and the Taoiseach has appealed to communities to continue to warmly welcome refugees to Ireland. Well, our reporter Barry Lenhan is in East Wall for us this evening, and he joins us now. Barry, what's the picture there?
Yes, good evening, Sarah, from the East Wall area of Dublin. The second protest, as you say, in 3 days, linked to the accommodation of 100 asylum seekers in this area, in the building to my left, the old ESB building. It's thought up to 380 asylum seekers could be housed here at a point in the future. However, locals say that they are not happy over perceived lack of consultation from central government, and also expressing concern that those who've moved in heretofore are 100 male asylum seekers, although women and children are expected to follow. A crowd of 300 gathered here on Saturday. Between 350 and 400 are here at the moment, blocking traffic here in the inner city here in Dublin at the peak rush hour time. The protest began around 5 o'clock. We've had three speakers already, two from the local community. At certain points, a section of the crowd has chanted outside the building housing the asylum seekers here, Get them out. Although the local speakers from the East Wall area appealing for them not to just come out with such rhetoric. However, a third speaker then addressed the crowd after the PA system broke and espoused how, in his view, this was part of a so-called great replacement theory, what was happening here, and that there's a section of between 20 and 30 people with Irish flags as well here as well. The first speaker from the local area said that people were more than welcome into the East Wall area, this Nigel Murphy, a local resident, but that there was, without consultation, that this could not happen, and said locals were concerned given the proximity of the area of the building to a school, and also elderly people not here as well. But he appealed to local residents that the asylum seekers, they were not the enemy, and that the anger should be directed at the Minister Roderick O'Gorman and at central government. Another speaker to address people here was local resident Malachy Stenson, and before he did so, I asked him what was his message to those gathered here.
This facility has to be closed down. This was introduced into this area without any consultation, without any discussion with local people or with our elected representatives, who the government have ignored in this and effectively delivered a fait accompli to the city councillors on Friday. And that is not acceptable in any democracy. And this has nothing to do with the individuals who are in there. This is about government policy and foisting up to 600 people who they said initially, one TD said that it would be women and children. Now we find out that it's not Ukrainian refugees, that it's asylum seekers from God knows where.
Well, in fairness, the government has also said it's 380 rather than 600, well, women and children will be coming in here. That is what they have said in a statement.
Well, this community doesn't accept anything this government says. They put out a statement today. They said that they were in discussions and negotiations with local residents. There has been no contact with any senior government minister or any government minister in this constituency. We have requested a meeting now with Roderick O'Gorman, the minister responsible for this. This is a multicultural community already, and there is no difficulty with anybody of any nationality here. Many of the local businesses are owned and run and staffed by non-nationals.
Some are concerned that your local concerns are being hijacked perhaps by far-right elements.
Well, I don't accept that. What we had on last weekend was a spontaneous reaction by people. A number of people will turn up, and 99% of the people here are not far right. They're not even right. They're ordinary, decent, working people.
And as we speak, people are blocking the traffic here,
blocking
the road.
Yes, is that one of the intentions that we're doing. There's little point in us all standing on the footpath. This needs to be sent very clear, and these protests will escalate.
How will they escalate?
Well, that's a matter that will be dealt with by the community. But this facility will be closed, and Roderick O'Gorman needs to get down here and be told that. Because there's a thing that these government ministers and elected politicians forget. They're here to serve. TDs are chock the dollar, messengers to the doll. Not the other way around. They don't come down into this constituency and dictate to us what's going to happen. We are the people who live here, and it's up to them to come and discuss these matters with us.
We can hear a lot of anger there, Barry. What are the local representatives saying about all this?
Well, local councillors held a meeting with residents this afternoon. Among those attending, the Fine Gael councillor, Ray McAdam, he's expressed concern with regards the planning permission for the building here to my left, the old ESB building, housing the asylum seekers. But he's also expressed concern that the concerns of locals here may be hijacked, as we alluded to there with Malachy Stenson, by what he termed the worst of Donald Trump-style politics. That's what Ray McAdam said. Well, the Green Party councillor Janet Horner, she said that an information booklet will be distributed to locals in the coming days with regards to the new centre here. While the independent councillor, former Dublin City Mayor Neil Ring, here's what he told me.
The people of East Wall are absolutely outraged, disgusted at this lack of communication, lack of consultation in putting a load of refugees into the building here on East Wall Road. A building that is not purpose-built. It was an office building. We understand there's no planning permission for a change of use, even under the emergency legislation which was brought in, but only refers to Ukrainian refugees. The people in the area don't know who has been allowed into this building, where they're from, have they got guarded clearance, how long they're going to be there. It seems to be male only, and they're talking about subsequently maybe putting some Ukrainian families in, which doesn't make any sense at all. But there's a huge sense of disquiet in the area, a huge sense of anger and frustration that this is being foisted on us by central government with absolutely no consultation. And it's the consultation thing is really the crux of this matter.
But the government argument is that this is an emergency, that they are doing things in real time, and so that consultation perhaps is not always fully possible due to the crisis that they're dealing with.
We understand that the people who are in here have been in the country for several months.
How do you know that?
We have been told that, but that's all the information we're getting. And it really is this, we understand there's a crisis, but we also understand that, you know, this open door policy maybe has to be looked at, because we really don't want the people of East Wall to have just the unknown, and it's fear of the unknown. That's the main thing here. This has just been foisted on us with local politicians got 24 hours notice, the people got no hours notice, and that's really the crux of this matter.
You honed in on the fact that there are single males in the building beside us here, and the Irish Refugee Council saying such rhetoric or singling out that fact perhaps could give rise to perhaps racist rhetoric. What would you say to that?
Well, the one thing we do not want, and we're being very, very careful, is that this isn't hijacked by anybody with those sort of sentiments. But the people are right to be concerned when there's 100 males in a building and you don't know where they're from, how long they're going to be here.
Your colleague Ray McAdam, whom I know you're working closely with this on, he has said that perhaps what's happening here could give rise to what he termed the worst of Donald Trump-style politics. What would you say to that?
Well, I tell you one thing about the people of East Wall, the close-knit community, and in fact, the mayor of East Wall is a Muslim. There's two barbers who are from the Arabs. East Wall is multicultural. We have absolutely zero tolerance for any racism in this area. But what we also have zero tolerance for a government that isn't letting us know what's happening in our area, in our community, and that's wrong.
And you're meeting Pascal Donoghue on Friday about all this.
Yes, Pascal is supposed to be meeting local representatives and local residents.
So Barry, what about those representing refugees and asylum seekers then? What appeals are they making this evening?
Yeah, and standing here in the throng of the crowd, people holding placards such as Enough is Enough, East Wall says no. Other speakers have been addressing the crowd since I've been talking to you as well. One person raising concerns or perceived concerns over 5G, although the microphone was swiftly taken off them thereafter. But those representing refugees, asylum seekers, they are making the appeal this evening that ultimately that people should not vent their anger at those that are inside the building here to my left, but rather direct their anger towards central government itself if they have concerns over a lack of consultation over plans to house up to 380 here. The Movement for Asylum Seekers in Ireland, MASI, they told me before I came on air how the talk or the rhetoric around concerns around male asylum seekers, single male asylum seekers, that they were being treated as so-called aliens. That's what a spokesperson for MASI told me, while the Refugee Council, its CEO Nick Henderson, it had this to say to the News at One a little earlier.
I don't think they have a right. And I think we are drifting into very dangerous territory. And I've seen it over the weekend and before around stigmatizing single males. I've worked in with people seeking protection for 20 years as a legal advisor in different capacities. And some of the most vulnerable people I've worked with have been single men. There is a balance of the people seeking protection in Ireland at the moment, tends to be more single men, but there's also significant numbers of families. And I think in the East Wall situation, the government's press release did say that families will be moved in. So I think we have to be really careful around stigmatizing single men and using it as a trope, which ultimately could be racist.
And what's the government saying this evening, Barry?
Yeah, just here to my right, somebody has come along with a placard saying you are welcome in East Wall to those who've arrived in this old ESB building. But the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, was asked about the situation here in East Wall earlier. Here's what he had to say.
There should be consultation, but that said, we have a very significant issue in terms of migration, not just in Ireland, but across Europe. First of all, we have an unprecedented number of people having to flee Ukraine because of the brutal war that Putin is waging. And Putin wants these type of issues to arise in societies. He is weaponizing migration. So as a society, I would appeal that we hold this together. And I've witnessed this myself, traveling around the country, met communities, met Ukrainian communities who have been very well and warmly received. And that's the spirit that I would urge people to continue with, notwithstanding the very significant challenges more generally.
And the Department of Children, Roderick O'Gorman, the minister there, the department saying this evening that it admits that accommodation such as this old disused office building may not be ideal for asylum seekers, but it is keen to foster positive linkages between the local community for the new centre. As we heard the finance minister, Pascal Donoghue, to meet concerned residents on Friday, and in an overall sense, the government still adamant, despite the criticism of a lack of consultation in several pockets of the country over the housing of asylum seekers and refugees, it is acting in real time to an unprecedented crisis.
Barry Lenehan joining us there from East Wall. Thank you very much.